AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. His family says O.J. Simpson has died after a battle with cancer.
I have O.J. in the car.
Here's the AP's Margie Zaraletta.
O.J. Simpson was a football hero, a Hollywood actor, and the subject of what became known as the trial of the century. Simpson played 11 seasons in the NFL, mostly with the Buffalo Bills. He was the first running back to rush for more than 2,000 yards in a season. After retiring, he went into broadcasting and acting, appearing in the Naked Gun movies and The Towering Inferno. His 1994 trial for murder in the deaths of his former wife and her friend gripped the nation with wall-to-wall live coverage. Simpson was acquitted but later found liable in a civil trial. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
A decade later, O.J. Simpson served time in prison.
Don't let nobody out here.
I didn't mean to steal anything from anybody, and I didn't know I was doing anything illegal.
A jury convicted Simpson of armed robbery for stealing from memorabilia dealers in Las Vegas. He was in prison for 9 years. Before parole ended, Simpson said,
I've been pretty good with people, and I've basically spent a conflict-free life.
O.J. Simpson's trial in the 90s sparked debates on race, gender, domestic abuse, celebrity justice, and police misconduct. Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida is headed to Congress to address lawmakers on the importance of keeping a strong partnership between the two countries at a time of tension in the Asia-Pacific. Powerful storms are rumbling over parts of the southeast, and more severe weather takes aim at parts of the Ohio Valley. The storm system has already been blamed for at least one death in Mississippi and flooded streets around New Orleans. Ukraine's parliament passed a controversial law that will govern how the country calls up new soldiers at a time when it needs to replenish depleted forces who are increasingly struggling to fend off Russia's advances. On Wall Street, stocks are mixed. The Dow is lower. This is AP News. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange's case in the U.S. may be changing.
The wife of Julian Assange says her husband's legal case could be moving in the right direction after President Joe Biden confirmed the U.S. may drop charges against the imprisoned WikiLeaks founder. The development comes as supporters in several cities rallied to demand the release of Assange on the fifth anniversary of his incarceration in London's high-security Belmarsh jail. Biden said his administration is considering a request from Australia to drop the decade-long U.S. push to prosecute Assange, who's Australian, for publishing a trove of classified American documents. Officials have not provided more details, but Stella Assange says the comments are a good sign. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Spain will deport more than 60 Bolivians who arrived last week by cruise ship in Barcelona because their visas were false. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.